So, Red, just as we're making our way to the climbing centre on this really horrible rainy afternoon in London, tell me a bit about your level of sight.
Well, I've got retinitis pigmentosa, which I was diagnosed with when I was 19. I can still distinguish between light and dark, but I can't see any detail. It's all very hazy, and it's a bit like looking through a keyhole into a smoke-filled room. I get glimpses of parts of things. What I like about climbing is that actually it's not just a visual activity. There's a lot of feel and balance, and there is the potential to improve, which kind of, I feel, helps in the battle against the frustration of losing my sight. I'm quite an advocate that anybody who's got a climbing wall near them should just give it a go.
Excellent. Well, that's what we're going to do today, and we've just arrived at the Castle Climbing Centre. Let's get in and get harnessed up and get on a wall. Okay. Thank you. There we are.
The happy sound of the busy climbing wall.
Tell me, Red, what is it we actually need to climb?
Right, so we need a harness.
Okay.
Around our waist, which we loop the rope through. We'll also need a belay plate and a carabiner to put the rope through. Climbing shoes are always a good idea, although you can climb in trainers as a beginner.
Okay, so we're harnessed up. We've got our carabiners, we've got our water. Let's get to the wall.
Fantastic.
Just in the interest of safety, we do have another experienced climber here who is going to belay you. Jeremy, you're all harnessed up and ready to go. We're just waiting on
yeah.
Red securing his harness. So what have you got here?
There's a carabiner here that clips onto your harness, and then we've got a belay. So the rope goes through that, and when I pull down with my hand the loose end of the rope, that locks the rope so no one can fall, no one can move at all.
So, Red, you want to do the five as a warm-up. Now, I'm reading the chart and it says that's the yellow and purple swirls. I can quite clearly see the holds dotted up the wall here, but how are you going to find them?
One of you is going to be my spotter. The system that I use is a clock face system. So if you imagine my tummy button is the centre of the clock, when I reach up with my right arm, I'm reaching up for anything between 12 o'clock and maybe 3 or 4 o'clock. Likewise with the feet. Takes a bit of getting used to, but we should get there.
I might rely on Jeremy to help me out with this one, him being an experienced climber.
That one. That's it.
Okay, up you go.
That one?
Right hand down. That's it.
That
left
one.
Left hand, that's about 10 o'clock.
What have we got next for the left foot?
So left hand directly straight up, reaching up, that's it. And you're at the top, that's it. Yep.
Okay, so you're just letting Red down the wall now, Jeremy?
Yeah, slowly lowering him down.
It's almost like he's abseiling back down, isn't he?
That's right. You just need to shuffle your hands down the rope, so you've always got control of the rope. There you go.
Great.
Well, good climb.
Excellent. Nice. How was that for you?
That was very good fun.
After 20 years of not climbing, you got back into it and you achieved a lifelong ambition of climbing the Old Man of Foy
in the Orkneys. It is 450 feet tall. For those who have sight, it's kind of the shape and size of the London Gherkin building. The Old Man has a huge bulging belly in the middle that you have to climb out of a crack and over this bulging belly. It's a tough climb. It's this pillar of rock rising out of the Atlantic off the Orkney island of Hoy. There's wind, there's things called fulmars, which are seabirds that have a very nasty habit of regurgitating their fish supper all over your head when you get too close to them. They can projectile vomit up to a metre and a half.
Have you didn't have enough to contend with?
Yeah, it was quite a mission.
Now, what we're standing in front of is not quite the old man of Hoy, but I'm going to give it a go anyway.
Fantastic. First, identify two good footholds.
Okay, right.
And two comfortable handholds. So
okay.
Then you're moving one limb at a time. Decide okay. What you're going to move first. Then I tend to move a leg up every time I've moved an arm.
Okay.
If I can.
Right. I feel quite high up here.
Yeah, fantastic. Take a breath. And then work out where you're going to move your hand or foot next.
Okay, up.
Well done. That was a fantastic climb. Oh. Are you hooked?
The feeling of being up there is amazing. And yeah, I think I'm definitely going to try out a few more walls.
Well, fantastic. When you want to go and climb the Old Man of Hoy, you know where I am.
Yeah, next step, the Old Man of Hoy. Thanks so
fantastic.
Much, Fred.
Thank you.